this man, they looked at our heads and they put some stuff on it and they loused us. And then we went into a place where they sprayed us with some stuff and then all showered with our hair and whatever they had to do with us, you know, the lousing us and getting rid of everything. And we stood completely naked. We had nothing. We had no shoes, no clothes, no nothing. We had nothing, absolutely nothing. They were waiting for a transport from Canada, they told us the next morning, with clothes, and they never arrived on that day. So we sat with a blanket around us in this, our little homes, because we had no clothes. And we were waiting for food and things to eat, because all we thought about is food.
Where were you sleeping? Where did you sleep that night?
Well, we all had a little room. All the girls had a little room. And in that room, there was a single little bed and a toothbrush and toothpaste, which I have never seen in years. I didn't know what to do with it. Never in years. You didn't have the luxuries like that. All you had was a bit of salt. And you were clever enough to do this, you know, to brush your teeth with a finger. But you had the little brush and the little cup, and it made such an impression on me, especially on me. I looked at it, it was so lovely, and a lovely piece of soap, and a flannel with a little bag in it. And in the little bag there was a flannel and a bit of soap,